This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
This is the secret story of a young Russian oligarch who hacked his way to a $93 million fortune. I'm CNBC senior Washington correspondent Eamon Javers. In our new podcast, The Crimes of Putin's Traitor, I'll take you inside a shocking Russian crime targeting the American financial system. Attacks that sources tell me were welcomed by Vladimir Putin's government. Listen to CNBC's The Crimes of Putin's Traitor free on the Odyssey app.
Oh, this is crazy.
And once again, I'm not saying that's what it should be.
This is ridiculous.
I think they're itching to put Brunson in there.
So Brunson feels like way
there's
too much.
No way SGA is out of the top five, 10.
No, he's going to be top five. He's going to be top three.
There's no way Joel is out, right?
No.
He'll be in.
Jokic, there's no way he's out.
Yep.
There's no way Giannis is out.
Yep.
So that is five. And I don't think there's any way Tatum is out of the top 10.
I agree.
Okay, so those are five first certains.
Luka.
There's no way Luka's out of the top five.
Mm-hmm.
So there's six. Those are six certainties right there.
Mm-hmm.
Then you throw in the Ant-Man.
I think Ant-Man's top 10.
Yeah, he should be ahead of.
I think he's a certainty.
Yeah.
He's a certainty. So we're at seven now.
We're at seven certainties now and haven't mentioned LeBron or Steph. No Jalen Brunson yet. No Jaylen Brown.
I think they're going to put...
No Kevin Durant or Devin Booker yet.
See, I don't know if Kevin Durant is a certainty. I think he probably should be there, but I don't know if they'll have him as a certainty. So what is there, like six players for three spots? And that the rest of the
Can
top
I ask team? A serious question that might catch some heat?
Yeah. Oh, no.
No, I'm serious. This isn't a work. I'm dead serious. Is Jalen Brunson, this is for everybody.
Mm-hmm.
Leave a voicemail on the Odyssey app. Is Jalen Brunson better than Tyrese?
Yeah.
I think he is. I think it's really close, though. It's really close.
Okay, because really I'm not.
Yeah, you know what? Yeah, I'll take him because none of them are like this or like
I'm
this amazing thing on defense.
That he is.
But I'll take Jalen over him. I think his offensive game is better.
Yeah, that's where I was going to go. I think Jalen is a three-level scorer where Tyrese, he can get to the bucket. He can shoot the three. He doesn't really have the mid-range game and the pull-up in that respect. So I give Jalen that. Tyrese, better passer, but Jalen's still a good passer.
Mm-hmm.
I'd give the slight edge to Jalen Brunson.
Yeah, I'll take Jalen too.
Slight edge, though. It's close. It's not a crazy question. It's not a crazy question at all.
Okay.
No.
Boy, they love some Brunson.
They do.
It's like, man, I mean, it's not like they don't love.
I think both are a little overhyped. I'm not going to say overrated. Both are a little overhyped, I think.
Mm-hmm.
Matt George asks us, who's more likely to fall out of the top 10, Durant or Bron? That's a good question, too.
Bron.
Should be Bron,
really?
I think.
I don't think he should. I think they're looking to make that argument.
KD played like 75 games last year, I think. Was 27, 6, and 5, I think.
LeBron couldn't be that far off that.
No. Bron should be top 10. He should be top 10, but I don't know. And the other thing, he's not a stone cold lock pick, but I think they're going to put Wimby in there. I can see them putting Wimby in that top 10.
I kind of think that's crazy.
Not, I do too.
Like, yeah, LeBron played 71 games last year.
Mm.
LeBron played 71, 25, 7, and 8.
You know what else is crazy about this, though?
Jesse owes LeBron an apology.
Yeah, apologize.
Whoa, that's my goat.
that's true.
That's
what are you ready to apologize for?
That's true.
You know what just kind of, and I'm repeating it, we always talk about it, but as good as Brunson, Halliburton, SGA, these guys are, there's no way they're, if you're ranking, they're 20 spots better than De'Aaron Fox.
Not even close.
That's egregious. I'm not saying to move them down, but you can't have Fox at 28, 29.
They're the same tier point guard. Jalen Brunson is not that much better than De'Aaron Fox. Neither is Tyrese Halliburton. That's not saying anything about them. It's more so like just Fox just needs his respect.
Yes.
De'Aaron Fox last year, 26, 4.5, 5.5.
Top 10 scorer in the game. I think he finished 8th.
Jalen was top 10, no?
Yeah, he was higher. I think he was 6 or something like that.
I was going to say.
He averaged like 28 a night, I think.
Jalen Brunson.
Kind of shocked the hell out of me.
Shocked the hell out of everybody. 28.7, excuse me. 3.6 and 6.7 assists.
Mm. He had a hell of a season last year. He had a hell of a season for the New York Knicks. You know what I mean? That goes a long way.
Brunson's 2 years with New York has completely changed the way he's perceived.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. That's facts. That is facts.
I'm going to try something real quick. I don't know if this is going to work, but I'm gonna try it. I'm going to go Brunson 22 to 24. You got 26.5 for Brunson here. 26.5, and we'll do assists 6.5. 35 minutes per game for Jalen as a New York Knicks. So the last 2 years. De'Aaron, the last 2 years, 25.8, 5.9 assists, 34.7 minutes per game. Obviously, there's a deeper dive you can do into this, but the conversation of Jalen Brunson being a top five player averaging 26.5 points and 6.5 assists as a New York Knick, while in the same 2 year period, De'Aaron Fox has averaged 25.5 points per game and 5.9 assists per game in roughly the same amount of minutes. Obviously, these numbers are the numbers that we proposed are hypothetical. We all know De'Aaron is going to be in the 20s when this list comes out. De'Aaron was an all NBA last year. They're probably going to rate Domas higher because he has finished all NBA 13 twice in the last 2 years. But this disrespect of De'Aaron Fox and his ranking in this hierarchy of point guards in the league is a bit ridiculous.
I'm not going to lie. It's egregious. It's absolutely great. And there's another one that we didn't even talk about.
We're talking less than a point per game difference, and everyone's talking about what an assassin Jalen Brunson is on the offensive end.
It's crazy. It's crazy. And look, listen to how ridiculous this sounds. Brunson's going to be ahead of him. Halliburton's going to be ahead of him. SGA's going to be ahead of him. I think we all agree Maxey's going to be ahead of him. Do we agree there? Oh, Jesse's gone.
Maxey. I think Maxey will.
I think he will. We all agree they're going to put Ja ahead of him. Do you think they're going to put Ja ahead of De'Aaron? I think they will. And that's crazy.
That's whack.
That's what I'm saying.
Look, if Ja comes back this year and lights the world on fire, hey, your little top 100 list next year, salute. Do whatever you want. Just what are we doing? Just all vibes?
Yeah. Yeah. That's exactly what it is. It's like I said, and it's not even to diminish those players. It's you got to stop disrespecting this guy. You got to stop disrespecting five. Come on, man. Come on, man. Got to stop disrespecting five. And they just do it every year. Every year without even thinking twice.
I don't think Ja's better than De'Aaron Fox. But I guess that's a conversation we're going to have till the end of freaking time.
I don't think so. But also the other thing is, I don't think these guys, and not saying Ja and Maxey will be this high, but I don't think these guys are, if you're making rankings, 20 spots higher than De'Aaron Fox.
That's the
egregious part.
These numbers that I just ran on Jalen versus De'Aaron low-key pissed me off. And guess who averages roughly those same exact numbers, except he did for 1 year instead of the last two?
Tyrese?
Tyrese Maxey.
That's what I meant, Maxey.
Yeah, no, I knew what you meant. Tyrese Maxey. 25.9, roughly, I mean, exactly the same. 6.2, that's 0.3 of assist higher. 37 minutes, played 2.5 more minutes per game than either De'Aaron or Jalen did. The perception of Tyrese Maxey is very different than the perception of De'Aaron Fox.
On the bright side, though, on the positive side, a lot of great young point guards out there.
Oh, I hear side and just immediately rest in peace.
On the flip side, a lot of great young point guards out there. A lot of great young point guards.
Yeah, and that's good.
You know what I mean? Yeah,
and De'Aaron's one of them.
Yep. 100%, man. 100%.
Kings play in Utah tonight. I guess De'Aaron's entire future is going to be judged on this game because everything, you know, if he's not doing it in the playoffs, by God, it just doesn't count.
Did we?
Which, by the way, he did it in the playoffs.
Absolutely.
But it's fine.
Went toe-to-toe with Steph Curry.
It's fine.
Didn't even mention
with a Steph broken Curry. Freaking hand.
Didn't even mention Steph Curry's going to be ranked ahead of him as well. But
Steph Curry gets that just for saving America.
Yeah.
When you save America, you get to be ranked
top
10.
You get that. Did we hear from Mike specifically about minutes tonight? Do you remember?
I did not hear that in yesterday's scrum. No, I did not. Okay. Matt George is listening. If, Matt, you got any clarification on that. I know Mike he talked a little bit about the starters wanting to close. He wanted to close a game with them, but acknowledged that Sunday wasn't the game to do it because they were down 30.
Right.
So my gut tells me if tonight follows the flow more of a normal game rather than that nonsense we saw at the Golden 1 Center over the weekend, we might see those guys. We might see a regular game tonight, or at least as close to regular as it can be,
right.
with Trey Lyles still out. I assume Kevin Huerter isn't playing.
Yeah, that's my assumption as well.
Because I'm assuming, based solely off, despite the fact that the press release went out to us over the weekend, I don't know that they did 5-on-5 yesterday, just based on Mike's media scrum, which means Kevin didn't do 5-on-5 yesterday. So, I don't know.
Yeah.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You got to take a listen to this. It's Squawk Pod.
That's right. CNBC's flagship business news show is a podcast, Squawk Pod.
This is CNBC Control 2.
It is not just the show, folks.
It might be even better because it's only audio.
Join me, Katie Kramer, as I take you inside the Squawk Box control room and beyond the headlines of our TV broadcast with Joe Kernan, Becky Quick, and Andrew Ross Sorkin every weekday.
Roll alpha.
Listen to CNBC's Squawk Pod free on the Odyssey app.
I don't know.
Kevin Huerter may never
Mike
play
doesn't
again.
Know.
No one's ever going to.
Kevin's going to sneak up on Mike Brown like Angela did to Dwight at the Dave and Buster's type thing for that one episode.
Matt's telling us that Mike wants to play the starters like it's a normal game.
Okay, this should be the dress rehearsal thing because I don't expect that to happen on Thursday,
right?
Which is going to be at the Intuit Dome, which we'll only be able to see on Kings.com.
Well, good luck with that. Hope it works for you. I hope. Boy. Kings couldn't fix their perimeter defense or their live stream on their website in an entire offseason. But Jason Jones, I didn't get the feeling that Jason Jones likes starting five.
Oh.
He wrote about it.
He did write about it.
We'll talk about it.
It's in my bookmarks, man.
Jason Jones will join us when D'Lo and Casey return here on Sacramento Sports Leader ESPN 1320.
Why does it say KC? I don't even know where I put my name in.
Well, because you register. If the Odyssey app, you register to use it. Like you put an email address in.
It said, well,
so?
I got to change this.
Well, okay, Diddy. Well, God damn.
They just pop up. Big. The things you got to change, man. It's like when when women have to change their name legally back and everything. I heard it's a mess.
Yeah. Oh, it's not easy. So, Kenny got to change his name. Don't ever Cash App, Kenny. You don't know how many bottles of baby oil that's going to. It's a tough look.
The funniest part about, well, not, I guess funny, but like Costco after is like, no, we do not sell like that or whatever.
No, they was, hey, that is not us. Do not put that on us. Head over to trainwithmap.fit/ESPN1320. Take advantage of the amazing resources that they've built for us there on that website. Again, it's trainwithmap.fit/ESPN1320. You can book a free nutritionist consultation, get your meal set up right. If you don't want to meet with anybody, by the way, you can meet through Zoom, you can meet in person, you can meet on the phone, you can just have an email exchange, whatever you want. You get to determine how that works for you. Plus, they have a free macro calculator. If you feel like you're a little bit seasoned on what you need to eat, you're just not quite sure how much of it, that macro calculator will go a really, really long for you, way for you based on your goals. And then there's a link to Maptrition where you can get the protein powders and the cravings crushers and the sleep enhancers, all of those different things that we've talked about here that I take on the show. They're right there for you at trainwithmap.fit/ESPN1320. Jason Jones is going to be with us here in just a heartbeat to talk about a variety of different things, including Devontae Adams headed to the New York Jets. If you want to be a part of Golden Sky, as KC did, KC in Sacramento wants to be a part of Golden Sky. He just left us a voicemail message on the Odyssey app. We're going to be using that a lot moving forward. We want to mess around with it tonight. Kings fans watching the game, if you want to leave us a message that we play on the air, just download the Odyssey app and then click on the voicemail link and leave us a voicemail. Yeah. We'll play it, man. That's what we do. Let's welcome in Jason Jones here, our man from The Athletic, our man from the New York Times right here.
There he is. There
the
he
professor, is. Jason Jones, who's busy covering AEW this weekend, which I got to be honest, I didn't even know that was happening until I saw you there.
Yeah, I don't think I was covering it. I happened to already be in town, and they had reached out to me about something else, and they said, you want to go to the pay-per-view? And I'm like, well, let me see. I'm like, oh, I just happen to be in Tacoma. So went and checked it out, and, you know, there were some good matches, some good action, and, you know, of course, you know, the end, you know, they had to do something weird with Daniel.
Did they attempt to suffocate him again?
Yes.
Oh, good. That's because it worked really well the first time you did it. Let's try it a second time.
Yeah, I was just like, I'm like, if that's his last match, that's one hell of a way to go.
Jeez.
Okay.
They always just got to kind of mess things up. Like, I guess they were having a decent show, and then they always got to jump out the window.
Yeah, this time it was Wheeler Yuta's turn to get the bag and put it over his head.
Have you talked to Tony Khan before?
Yeah.
Is he all there?
He's excitable. That's the word I would use. Yeah, he's like, yeah.
Elevator don't go to the top floor, as Gorilla Monsoon used to say.
I'm not going to say that about the man,
Jim Ross used to say that about Ken Shamrock. Or Jerry Lawler.
Jerry Lawler would say he's not the sharpest knife in the drawer.
Yeah, we learned a lot of ways to insult our friends from professional wrestling back in the day.
Well, he doesn't have what was the other one? He doesn't have a full deck of cards or something?
didn't they have someone with a coloring crown box or something like that? Wasn't that one of them?
Oh, man, I don't know.
I was a kid. I used to call other kids ham and eggers.
Well, it was good old Bobby the Brain.
Bobby the Brain. They were like, what are you saying? I'm like, you're a ham and egger. How would you know?
I don't even know what that means. I never understood that. What does a ham and egger mean? Is that someone who eats hams and eggs for breakfast?
You're bottom of the barrel, clearly, if you're a ham and egger.
I don't know
if that meant all you could ever eat was ham and eggs. I don't know. I maybe you worked on a farm, but hey. I just knew I did not want to be a ham and egger.
Don't forget somebody getting hit in the bread basket.
No. Well, I remember when Gorilla, I learned about injuries from Gorilla because I think he said Hulk Hogan temporarily dislocated the patella tendon once. And that really didn't register how wild that was till I got older. Like, he did what?
his patella tendon.
He temporarily dislocated it. Thank God he recovered to beat Andre the Giant at WrestleMania 3 in front of 93,173 people.
Yeah. Shout out about cardiovascular conditioning because of Ric Flair, because they always said he had great cardiovascular conditioning. I'm like, I'm like 7 or 8. I'm like, I don't even know what that means, but okay, it sounds like I should have that.
Shout out to Jesse. He found ham and egger means you're ordinary.
Yeah.
Feels like slander.
Well, I might be a ham and egger then. Are you sure?
Yeah, I'm about to say I like eggs.
So that's what Jason was doing over the weekend. Well, let's go here. Like, I got the feeling you didn't like starting five.
I just didn't think it was. I just kind of thought it was like, oh, okay. I mean, it wasn't terrible. I thought the family stuff was cool, but like all the basketball stuff, there was just like, okay. Like, I thought, I mean, they're not going to do it, but I mean, for God's sake, all the Darvin Ham stuff that was going on last year, we don't get anything.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, people act like in Boston they weren't trying to take Joe Mazzulla's head off half the season. Mm. We get like none of that. We just get this real sanitized. We got it. It's game. Like, I mean, I get it's a TV show, but I'm not going to act like the Celtics and the Grizzlies and I mean the Timberwolves like in November was some clash of the Titans. I'm like, I don't remember that game.
Now with LeBron, I think it is potentially part of the story. But like for Tatum or even Sabonis, is what's going on with Joe Mazzulla, is that that's not part of Tatum's story though, right? You know what I mean? Like there wouldn't be no reason to show that.
I think it is in the sense that part of the reason, you know, because I mean they kind of touch on it, can Tatum be the guy? Can he be the guy? I just think I would have loved to have seen him just kind of get introspective about, you know what? Whenever we screw up, they get mad at Joe or something like that. I mean, I wasn't expecting it. I enjoyed the Arvydas Sabonis parts.
Mm-hmm.
Like that KG story about him All-Star weekend, smoking a cigarette. David Robinson, I'm better than him. That part, KG, that part was great. I really enjoyed kind of the father-son story. I enjoyed the Jimmy Butler I enjoyed all the off-the-court stuff. Mm-hmm. I'm just like, if you're going to watch it, don't expect some groundbreaking basketball stuff. I mean,
I don't, as ridiculous as this might sound, one, just real quick, have you gotten to the episode, KC, with Kevin Garnett on it yet?
I've seen it. I've seen that part with Sabonis, and I've seen it, but there may be more.
But I mean, in order of the show, so you've gotten to the part where Kevin Garnett is on it.
Yeah.
So Kevin Garnett is on camera for the first time in the 10-part series, and the third word out of his mouth is MF-er.
Yeah.
Like an aggressive MF-er, too. It's like, this is the most Kevin Garnett thing in history. Like, he just appears on the show in his Celtics hoodie, and he drops an aggressive MF-er.
Like I said, I thought the Kevin Garnett stuff was great, and I just kind of, you know, I didn't expect it to be like, you know, I didn't think it was bad. I just think when you look at some of the sports documentaries out there, I think a lot of, at least for me, I want to get some stuff that I didn't know. And I think you got that on the family side. It's not the basketball side.
So as dumb as this sounds, having like, I didn't think it was about basketball. I didn't think that was the point. And I know that sounds stupid and I recognize that.
I get what you're saying.
I just didn't think that was the point. I thought the point was, you look at this dude who's 39 years old, you know, all of the expectations that were weighed upon him. He's been with the same girl since he was in high school, his kids, everything that his kids have gone through, you know, how he keeps all of that center. And then the Lakers and Kings or the Timberwolves and Celtics or whatever, those are just backdrops to tell the story of the two characters that are a part of the show.
I think they could have cut a lot of the basketball stuff out.
Probably. Yeah.
And focused on these guys. I mean, of course you're going to mention it. I mean, but like I said, I didn't need stuff from regular season game number 15.
Yeah.
I mean, I didn't need that stuff. You know, to me, the interesting parts were, I mean, some of it you weren't going to get into in part because of, you know, who's involved. Like, you know, the whole Anthony Edwards becoming a father, and then you read online now, he's like, well, that was like one of like maybe four. Yes.
Leave like, that on the cutting room floor.
Yeah, some stuff didn't make it into the for real.
Part two will be Anthony Edwards trying to name all of his kids' ages like Antonio Cromartie did on that episode of Hard Knocks.
During last season, there was the whole internet thing about the Instagram.
Send the pic.
Yeah. You know, but in starting five, he's just got this one girlfriend, and here's his first child.
You know? And he plays video games, I guess.
Yeah, well.
Yeah, I'm like, he's doing a lot more on the road than playing PlayStation. Yeah. You know, but like I said, I thought the Jimmy Butler stuff was really good about his father, because that really wasn't out there. Mm-hmm. I thought the part about him getting about friend zoning somebody was hilarious. Mm-hmm. You know, I mean, there was a lot of good stuff in there. I just was like, you know,
and apparently wanting to write a country music song about it.
Yeah. What did he say? Friend zone? No, you changed time zone.
Oh, that was funny. Because I mean, did she like move to Fiji or something? Friend zone? You changed time zones.
Yeah, that's what so, it I was. Mean, to me, there's a lot of good stuff. To me, the family stuff was great. You know, the fact that LeBron and because we know LeBron, we don't hear from his family, really.
Mm-hmm.
So to hear from, you know, I mean, obviously his daughter is the star of the family,
mm-hmm.
as you would expect, you know. Yeah, you know, oh, by the way, there's some construction stuff going on over here. So if you're here in Hammers, it's not my kids this time.
I was going to say, is this construction like workers or are your children just remodeling your home?
They're not doing anything. We had a little pipe, you know, pipe sewage situation in this complex the other day.
Oh,
so,
okay.
Yeah, so they got to, you know, thankfully I have, you know, a toilet, but, you know, I don't know about the other people. But
well.
Yeah, so, yeah, you know, but I think there, like I said, there was a lot of cool stuff. Like I said, just hearing the Sabonis, you know, that, you know, seeing little Domas getting picked up by his dad. He's like, yeah, this is my little one right here.
Yeah.
And I don't think people realize how much bigger his dad is than
he's
him.
He's so gigantic. He looks like a professional wrestler. No,
he's what they tried to tell us Andre the Giant was.
Right, yeah.
His dad is humongous.
His dad was. And you know, we always hear the stories or whatever, but just watching that kind of reminded me. It's like, man, maybe we did kind of get cheated out of not, you know, seeing Sabonis in his prime and before the Achilles tear.
Arvidas.
Yeah. What did I say?
Well, you said Sabonis. Oh, I just want to make sure people are aware you're talking about RV.
Right, right. And because he didn't come over to
it'll be on Twitter. Kenny Caraway said Sabonis is injured in the Achilles.
Because he didn't come over here to, what was it, 31 or 32? And that was 30. After tearing his Achilles.
Yeah, 30, yeah. So, yeah, we did, you know, that's why that whole Kevin Garnett scene is hilarious. He's like, yeah, I was David Robinson, whatever.
And some of the passes he was doing, like in those highlights. Crazy.
He literally talked about David Robinson like the Admiral was trash.
But so many, I think of the big men, David Robinson gets talked about the worst of
all. Oh, by far.
No, yeah.
I mean, it's like you look at David's career. He had a, people talk about him like he was Kwame Brown. Like Shaq was like, yeah.
Look, I'm just going to ask you. You didn't talk a lot. I like David Robinson. I ain't got no problem
that
with
him. That is the kiss of death.
I ain't got no problem with him. I like David Robinson. But how many, Jason, how many people talk about David Robinson like he was nice and he was a problem? That played against him.
I mean, dang.
Don't come up that way. Like, do they talk about him the way they talk about Akeem?
Yeah, don't ask Dennis Rodman about him.
What does he say?
He's like, remember the whole story that they were playing Houston in the playoffs and the coach was like, we need you to guard guard Akeem. And Worm is like, that's the MVP. Why am I guarding Akeem? Why don't you go have your MVP guarded? And then remember, he just proceeded to undress poor David Robinson that series.
Oh.
That did a lot of damage to David's reputation.
And there's the whole part, people are like, yeah, you were good, but you didn't win until you got Tim Duncan.
Nobody talks about Patrick Ewing.
I think sometimes
nobody talks about Patrick Ewing.
Not like David Robinson.
Yeah, I mean, yeah. They're kind of dismissive.
I think sometimes you get labeled being a nice guy.
Mm-hmm.
That could all take. I mean, remember, Shaq made up an entire story of David Robinson like dissing him as a child.
Didn't even happen.
He was like, "Oh, that never happened. I just made it up to get myself motivated." And I'm like, "And David, did David ever say anything about that? Like, I never did that."
I don't think David's ever said anything ever. Like, what was the last interview you saw David Robinson do?
I can't remember. You know, David also...
David Robinson is not appearing on your podcast.
David Robinson also kind of gets knocked unfairly because there's nothing definable about his game, right? Like, Akeem was this, you know, the dream shake. And yeah, even Patrick Ewing, he was like one of the first seven-footers to be shooting 17-footers and stuff like that. Shaq was the power. Like, David Robinson... I can't think of the first thing that comes to mind when I think of
it. The hairline's not helping him either.
Well, yeah, he just...
God, that was uncalled for.
Well, it's not. Look, we... Come on.
No, I gotta go look. Thanks,
Dave. He held on too long. There was a point where it was like, come on, David, really? Like, he was retired. He just was holding on to that military flat top. Like, he just would not let it go.
Well, I also think the fall off was pretty tough, too. Like, man, like David Robinson for a couple of years, like nasty business. Yeah, that's a bad hairline. Yeah, come on, man.
I'm not even gonna look at this right now because
it's not good. Yeah, it's not good.
David Robinson had a sterling reputation until Hakeem Olajuwon in the mid '90s, and then after that, it was just like everyone was just like, okay, whatever.
Yeah, I really like, do think that did a lot of damage. That series really did a lot. Like,
well, Hakeem.
They treated him the way people treat Paul George. Mm. Like, you're good, but so what? We remember you in the playoffs.
Mm. Olajuwon came around Olajuwon, he had those two title years, and that's like right after that is when David Robinson starts to decline.
Mm. And so it kind of coincides. Yeah. That's not what happened, but it feels like
you have Olajuwon winning two, Jordan comes back, and Robinson dips.
And then you have that dream shake clip of what he did to him. But I mean, and people forget David Robinson was like that dude. Mm-hmm. And like, and Dream went on a generational run for like that 2 year stretch. There was no one in the league better than him.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yep. David Robinson, one of the greatest players of all time.
You're talking about him like he was a scrub.
one of the great, you know, the comp that you always say, it's different, it's elevated. But they were like, they used to say he was like Dwight Howard before Dwight Howard. No, David? Dwight. Yeah, they said now Dwight played with a little more power and force.
I wouldn't comp Dwight to David Robinson at all.
No,
I don't think so.
I mean,
I've never once watched Dwight Howard and thought David Robinson. I mean, David Robinson had a little jumper and
Dwight. Dwight's almost, because he's not Shaq, but he was physically, you know, he had the physical gifts. Mm-hmm. I don't know who to comp Dwight to, but I don't think I do it with David Robinson.
David Robinson was a real skilled offensive player.
Well, they also, go ahead, my bad.
I don't think anyone ever watched Dwight Howard and go, man, look at that jump shot that Dwight Howard had.
Smooth.
No.
Yeah, but I mean, like I said, I just think over time, I think sometimes over time, some guys' games get elevated in people's minds. Other people's guys get diminished. I think David's been diminished a little bit unfairly, in part because Tim came along, and then Tim was Tim. Yeah. You know, so, I mean, I think that's part of it. But, yeah, I mean, let's not act like David Robinson didn't win a scoring title and drop 70 in a game and stuff like that.
Well, I really do think the fact that, and this isn't a knock or anything, it's just kind of what we remember. He doesn't have anything definable about his game. Like, if I ask you right now, how did David Robinson get his points? Like,
scored.
I don't know.
He scored.
But if I ask you how did Hakeem Olajuwon get his points? Oh, man, the footwork. And how did Patrick Ewing? Oh, he had that midi that was how did Shaq? Oh, he would just dunk on people. Like, they have these definable skill sets that Dave Robinson was just like really, really good. And you look up at the end of the night, he's got 36. It's like, damn, how do you get to 36?
It's like you're talking about him like that's a bad thing. It's like,
no, it's not.
He won a scoring title, but
No, it's not a bad thing at all. It's just what do we remember? We don't remember anything about his game. We remember the production, but we don't remember how the production.
I need to look at what David Robinson's numbers now because
it's tough. I'm gonna be honest. It's a little tough because remember he starts at 24. he has a run that's really, really nasty for about 6 years, and then it changed.
Well, he still had 21-10 for 21 and 10
yeah,
and a half
Jason, you
career.
Just picked out. Oh, yeah, that's his year for sure. But after the 25, he hit 17, 21, and then 15, 17, 14, and then it gets a little tough after that.
He never won Defensive Player of the Year. I thought he did.
He did.
I thought he did. Yeah. What did
he won it? I think
something?
In 90. Is it 92?
I'm looking. Yeah, he won it in 92. Okay, I thought so. Yeah, Defensive Player of the Year.
He's got Rookie of the Year. He's got Defensive Player of the Year, and he's got an MVP.
Player of the Year three times.
Mm-hmm.
He got an MVP.
Yep.
Yeah, that was. But that's also the year he got. You know, Akeem did what he
did
to him.
Same year. Yeah.
Yeah, we just forget his title. MVP year. That's cold.
Because even as an older player, he, you know, okay, yeah, all right.
I do forget David Robinson won an MVP. Like, if you had asked me that straight up, did David Robinson win an MVP, I'd probably say no.
Well, the only reason I would remember is because of what happened in the playoffs. Yeah. That's cold, man. That's tough. That's tough. I'm looking at some of these, like, David Robinson highlights, and he's a beast.
Two-minute videos?
Well, this is, to be fair, this is a top 10.
What's a longer video, David Robinson highlights or De'Aaron Fox dribbling?
Oh, De'Aaron Fox dribbling. To be fair to David, this is a top 10 plays of his career. And I don't remember any of these plays.
Yes,
I don't remember any of these plays.
I don't know how we got here.
Like a beast.
Just beating up on David Robinson. But,
well, we can always transition to the Davante Adams trade if you want to.
Okay.
Dave Robinson was a beast, though. These highlights.
I've got nothing. Like, oh well.
It doesn't matter, does it?
No,
I didn't think so.
But it really doesn't. It's not like if they kept Devontae, you know, they were going. I think once it became clear that, you know, he didn't want to be there, and they were going to be probably even worse than they thought they would be. They're like, all right, okay, let's go ahead and just get something for him. I think my critique would be. You knew you didn't have a quarterback. Could you have moved him in the offseason and got more?
That's it. Yep.
But, I mean, the decision isn't, like, the most egregious thing. I mean, it's not like you're Cleveland and you got, like, a guy you're paying $230 million and you just traded his receiver to Cleveland. I mean, Buffalo.
Mm-hmm.
But then again, it's not like Amari Cooper had a quarterback either. So, hey.
Well, you know, the other thing about that, too, is – like, I think we talked about it earlier. You absolutely could have traded him in the offseason and got more. But, you know, they wanted to see – maybe I'm in the minority. Maybe I was just dead wrong. But I was like, hey, there is a world where they win 9 games and push for a wild card spot. And I don't think that's the worst thing in the world. And maybe they looked at it too and said, you know, there is a world where this happens. Let's see if we can make it happen. And 5-6 games in, they see that they can't, and they're pivoting off of that. And I think it could have technically been handled better where you get more in return, but I don't think it's the worst thing in the world for how it's played out right now.
Yeah, I mean, I'm kind of like, it is what it is, you know. You know, you switched to Aiden O'Connell, which, of course, yielded nothing. You know, now – all we know is that now, if you're Garrett Wilson or Mike Williams, you know Aaron's not blaming Devontae for anything.
No.
That's right. Yeah, that's right. He's run out of people to blame. And
my man Williams might go ahead and ask for his release because they're about to just talk about him so terribly. Mm. My man got his head knocked off trying to turn around and catch that pass.
Right.
Aaron's like, he ran the wrong route.
Concussed trying to help him out with that duck that he threw out there.
My man was wide open. And he got hurt trying to find the – yeah, I was just like, yeah, it's going to be – I mean, what hurts about watching Aaron – Aaron can't move anymore.
Mm-hmm.
And it's just and probably an underrated part of his game in Green Bay with his ability to move. Mm-hmm. He can't move. Yeah. And then that weird story about how he doesn't tape his ankles. Last night, I was like, okay.
Everything about that man is weird.
I mean, I guess ayahuasca, you know, helps you with the pain.
He's such a jackass, man. Like, I cannot stand this dude. Like, I can absolutely not stand him. He's just a jackass. And like, I will enjoy watching him fail because he's, as you pointed out, he can't blame Devontae Adams. Mm-hmm. He can't blame Robert Saleh anymore. He's literally gotten everything he's wanted since becoming a New York Jet. He's acted like a giant child this entire season, and Woody Johnson, to no surprise of anybody, just keeps giving him whatever he wants because that's what Woody Johnson does when he deals with petulant children. Mm-hmm. He just gives them whatever they ask for, and that's what the New York Jets are facing.
Because one of my friends was like, are they going to trade him? I said, trust me. Though they lose to Buffalo, Devontae will be there shortly thereafter.
And you called it.
And I was like, yeah, I mean, they're going to be the one team who will say, you know, because I mean, I guess one thing they said the Raiders weren't backing off of, they were not going to pay any of his salary. They're like, no, we're not paying him another dime. And I guess the Jets said, we'll take it. And then, what are the conditions if Devontae makes like first or second team all pro, or they get to like the AFC championship game and comes with second?
Yeah.
Well, they're getting a third because that's not happening.
That's right.
That's not coming.
And the way they look, it'll be a decent high third. It won't be like in the 90s, or it won't be like pick 90. Mm-hmm. You know, they're going to get you have a chance to maybe get someone who can help you.
Yeah, and then you look at the Raiders and everything else that's going on. I'm in agreement with a lot of people. Like, no, you don't trade Max Crosby. That's not going to happen. But you know, you do look at that entire roster, and a fire sale might be too harsh of a term.
They don't have anyone to fire sale.
Well, they should get rid of the defensive lineman they signed in the offseason. Were you keeping him around?
Wilkins?
Yeah.
No.
I get rid of it. First off,
he's hurt right now. And secondly, no. He's young enough to be part of your core.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
You don't. I mean, they're going to have plenty of cap room. You don't trade Christian Wilkins. No, you don't.
You don't do that. But you're right. They do have the cap room. That was my thought with moving on from us. You want to clear the books. You want to make sure you got.
You already got that, then you're right.
You got
multiple years on his deal too. You don't move him. I think the way their roster is, maybe I think I don't know what Jacoby Myers, you know, what Myers has on his deal, but I mean, you don't have like these massive contracts. So I'm like, you know what? Go ahead and move. You know. Let's see what Trey Tucker and DJ Turner can do, and maybe you can find a running back who doesn't like the fumble. You know,
it'd be good.
I like what
strong
I've seen.
Quality in a running back right there. Don't fumble.
Yeah, I like what I've seen from the two young offensive linemen, from the guy who's playing tackle, Glaze, and the guard from Oregon. You know, I just think you go ahead and you play it out. Let these guys get see what you got, and you'll have cap space to fill some spots. You know your quarterback is not on the team.
Yeah, so, right. He's in the ownership group.
Yeah. And like, when Mark Davis is telling Shedeur Sanders, you might be home already. Well, I mean, I think Mark's all in on like, I think the way the NFL is, if you're not going to go out and, you know, first off, usually the good vet quarterbacks don't become available. Your Drew Brees type situations and like, you know, and all that, like the Peyton Manning, the Denver at the beginning.
Those are
few and far between. Most teams, if you have a good quarterback, you're keeping him. Mm-hmm. He's not going to become a free agent. You get your quarterback generally through the draft. Mm-hmm. You know, so you just watch. I mean, I'm just going to watch college football and see who their quarterback's going to be.
And Jason Jones quarterback rankings.
Yeah, it's not going to be one of these two. If it's one of these two guys next year, something's gone terribly wrong.
100%.
Yeah, and I think, you know, you got to look at, you know, and I think another part of the Raiders people don't talk about is that Mark got to spend some money on that coaching staff.
Break that down.
You got to go out there and get a real offensive coordinator. You got to go out. You got to spend some money.
Who dipped on them? Was it Kingsbury?
Yeah. Yeah, King. Yeah, if you're going to draft,
he saw that quarterback room and was like, "Man, I'm gonna go work with this kid over here in Washington."
Or, yeah. So I mean, if you know you're going to be drafting a young quarterback, you know, you got to go get someone who runs these spread offenses that these guys are used to and maximize their abilities. Mm-hmm. So, you know, I haven't seen anything, whether it was Chicago or this season, where I go, yeah, you know what? I want my young quarterback to be groomed by Luke Getsy. Mm-hmm. And part, like I said, part of that is it goes back to you got to spend some money. Mm-hmm. You got, you know what? Find one of these young up and coming quarterbacks, and you got to be like, you know what? We're going to pay you X, whatever, make you the associate head coach, whatever you wanted to call it, whatever. Knowing that if this guy is really good, you only have him for a couple of years, but you need to get someone to pair with your young quarterback. So I think now, you know, and I think having Tom Brady will help, at least with that part. I think that'd be someone they'll listen to.
Yeah. Relationships.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Do you think a decision has to be made on Antonio Pierce? When what I mean by that is, like, you either move on from him and try to let the Telesco pick his own head coach and do all that, or if you commit to Antonio Pierce beyond this offseason, you're committed to him for 2-3 years because you want to pair a quarterback up with him. Do you think that type of decision has to be made, or is it still kind of fluid?
I don't know if you got to make that decision, but I think it would. I think you can stick with Antonio Pierce. You get the write off with the coordinator because Antonio's the defensive guy. Mm-hmm. I think you've got to get the right offensive guy. You got to get the right guy in there. And I don't know anyone who believes in Luke Getsy. Mm-hmm. He looked really good against Josh McDaniels last year, but hey. My man used a quarterback who was like a D4 and ate up the Raiders. So, I mean, but outside of that, I mean, you know, and I mean, I'll give Luke Getsy this. He don't have a whole lot to work with. You know, my guy, Tashawn Reed, was like the play calling is just way too conservative. But I'm just like, I said, I agree. But on the other hand, how many INTs do we want to watch Aiden O'Connell throw? I mean, outside of Bowers, they don't have a game breaker now. I mean, without Devontae, you don't have a game breaking player. I mean, Bowers is a difference maker, but running back wise, you know, you got a guy that, you know, the Vikings didn't want, and a bunch of guys who fumble. I mean, you know, you got your tight end, you've got a bunch of like threes at wide receiver, so. I think they got to upgrade the skill positions around whoever they draft a quarterback. You can't give him this to work with.
That's our man Jason Jones of the New York Times, right there, the professor Jason Jones from the New York Times. Jay, we appreciate it as always.
So before we go, Kenny, we feeling good about this? About the NLCS? You know, we doing good. You know, we.
OMG! Good. OMG! Go Mets! Let's go! My boy Francisco Lindor, let's go, let's go.
The turncoat. You were just posing at Dodger Stadium not that long
That's
ago.
Cap. Yeah. That's cap. OMG. OMG.
Next thing you're going to be telling me that LeBron wasn't your best favorite part of starting five. You're going to lie and say it was Sabonis. I'm disgusted.
Look, man, shout out to my boy Lindor. You know, we got that big win that we needed the other day. Yeah, that's my boy. That's my boy.
Your Lindor. Boy, whatever.
Lindor, that is my boy.
But your boy was
broke that scoreless streak. Like, get that out of here. We ain't having that. Get that out of here. Set the tone.
You were real happy when they shut down the Padres, so.
No, I wasn't, actually. I was actually kind of pissed off.
You were texting me about that. Like, look at our Dodgers.
Oh, man. Wow. Wow.
Like I said, the media just says anything at this point, bro.
Why were you doing that? Did you get on the air and be like, no. We have photo evidence of you at Dodger Stadium.
Y'all ever seen me in a Dodgers hat? You see me in every hat imaginable. You ever seen me in a Dodgers hat? No, you haven't.
That's okay. You never saw me at a Kings game in a Laker hat. That don't mean I don't have one.
I've seen you in a Laker hat. What are we talking about?
Okay, whatever. You admitted having a Laker jersey, so.
Oh, yeah, Kobe. And I had a Van Exel, no doubt. I love the NBA.
I've never had a Giants jersey, so.
I never had a Dodgers jersey. What are you talking about?
Whatever, but you ain't never seen me. Any picture of myself at a Giants game, I had a Dodgers jersey on. I was giving someone a middle finger.
I gave the Dodgers a middle finger.
I don't have
and
that.
The Lakers.
That's what you definitely did,
and the Lakers.
Just smiling from ear to ear.
You were like, I love Ohtani.
Both of you guys can go to hell.
All right. Me and Jay are on our way to hell. We appreciate you, Jason.
All right.
So, man, Jason Jones right there of The Athletic, of The New York Times. We appreciate you so much for being with us. If you haven't downloaded the Odyssey app yet, do that. And you can leave us voicemails tonight watching the Kings game. Let us know what you thought. You can also leave a voicemail for a chance to win tickets to Golden Sky. Just leave us your name, leave us your email, and we'll get you some tickets to Golden Sky. It's going on this weekend. We go from one giant music festival to another. You know, everyone around here from dealing with KC on ESPN 1320 to 102.5 to the Wake Up Call to our man Abe. We all got tickets for you, man. So wherever you venture on the dial, man, we've got your tickets for Golden Sky.
That's right.
And we will see you here tomorrow to talk about the Sacramento Kings and the Utah Jazz. Here with dealing with KC, beginning at 10 a.m. with the Insiders on Sacramento Sports Leader ESPN 1320.
Vamos, Kings!
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You got to take a listen to this. It's Squawk Pod.
That's right. CNBC's flagship business news show is a podcast, Squawk Pod.
This is CNBC Control 2.
It is not just the show, folks.
It might be even better because it's only audio.
Join me, Katie Kramer, as I take you inside the Squawk Box control room and beyond the headlines of our TV broadcast with Joe Kernan, Becky Quick, and Andrew Ross Sorkin every weekday.
Roll alpha.
Listen to CNBC's Squawk Pod free on the Odyssey app.